But just to tell you a little funny that happened years ago whenever I was building my house back in 2000. I had a little garden outside, or Donette wanted me to have a little garden, and I was building the house, and I was wore out every day. I'd come home and work on this house. So Donette kept, you know, just aggravating me, telling me, she said, are you going to do this to the garden? Are you going to do that to the garden? Every day. So one day I had about enough. So she said something about doing some gardening, and I said, and I just stopped and I said, do you want me to be a gardener or do you want me to build this house? And soon as I seen the expression change on her face, I thought, boy, David, why did you say that? So we had a garden.
Watch the guitar.
Thank you, Mary. Mary keeps me in mind. But we'd have gardens every year. And when Mary came along, she decided she wanted to have a little stand set up. And what it was a couple of tables in front of her grandmother's house, Donette's mother's. And she'd have a few squash and a few cucumbers and different things, just a few. And people started stopping by, and they'd buy them, and they'd give her a little extra money, too. They wouldn't me, but they would her. But then we decided a little bit after that to build her a little stand out there. And Randall Turley, and most of y'all know Randall, he gave us the lumber for that. He tore down an old barn, and we built her a little stand, which is Mary's veggie station down there. And I had a bunch of cards, and I forgot them, left them at home. But we built that, and people just started stopping by every afternoon, every day, weekend. They would stop by and buy stuff from her, and it just kept growing and growing and growing a little bit. And then, while I was working at the school, they got this greenhouse, the money to build a greenhouse. And so Larry Duvall, which is a real good friend of mine, and he works with me now, and which was probably, as far as I'm concerned, Larry Duvall done more for the kids in Crittenden County at that school than anybody I've ever known in the school system. And I've known a lot of good ones in the school system. And but he is really good with the kids. And we helped him on the greenhouse a little bit when I worked there as maintenance. And Larry, I got to talking about it. I thought, you know, I'd like to have one of these things. And he said, well, you can get one. He said, you can apply for one through the Conservation District up here and to NRCS. And so I went up there, and Larry helped me out a lot, and I talked to Frankie and filled out an application and everything. She sent it in, and we just got the ball rolling from there. And then, after we got all that started, a lot of paperwork, a lot of things to go through. And but we finally got this bunch of Mennonites from Elkton, Kentucky, and it was Scenic Acres, and his name is Eldon Burkholder, I think. And we bought the material from him, and then he sent a crew down to put it up. And they put it up in one day. And it was about five of them, maybe, right, Mary? About five of them. They started that morning, and they were finished that evening about 3 or 4 o'clock. And I thought, I'm glad I had them to do it, because it took me 2 weeks to probably get that up. But, and then we had to put out, what they called native wildflowers. And he said, don't think that that's going to be some beautiful little garden there with flowers. He said it's going to look like weeds, but it's pollinators. And but we put that out, and this year it had a lot of flowers in it. The first year, that year that I put it out, it turned off as dry as a bone as it is right now. And I thought, them things never grow. But I had a real good crop of Johnson grass. And when it started raining that fall, and then the next year, it didn't burn all that off. But we got that going, and I started putting tomatoes in the greenhouse, and they just really went well.
And people were stopping by, and Mary got a pretty good little business there. And she's got more money than I do, I can tell you that right now. But she's got tomatoes, she had tomatoes in it, and then I put what you call Swiss chard. And a lot of people don't know what Swiss chard is, but a lot of people do. But I love the stuff. It's probably my favorite salad as far as the leaves go there are. And then you can cook the stems, and the stems are very good too. And we had different things, but I had an outside garden too. And we grew squash, cucumbers, okra, zucchini. I'd try anything. And I put a lot of eggplant. I'm not big on eggplant, but there's some people that really like eggplant. And then we started going to, and this is not something that I grow, but we started going to Posey County and Gibson County and buying watermelon and cantaloupe, and we'd bring that back. And I'm going to tell you something. Mary's Veggie Station is a happening place on watermelon and cantaloupe day. And by the way, I'm going after some this Saturday if you want to stop by. And it may be the last load. They had a late crop in. But Mary runs the place pretty well, her and Donette, and I just do all the work. And that's all I do is work. And Mary gets all the money, and I just get old.
That's a pretty good idea.
She enjoys it. She likes it. And there's just so much about that I love about growing stuff. I love planting. Mary would help me plant. And what Mary liked to do most when she is younger, I would break up the garden, I'd till or disc the garden, and then I'd till it, and Mary would take off her shoes and run behind me, and I'd get a row tilled. She'd tear that dirt up because it was so soft on her feet. And she kept wanting me to do it again here. I think it was last year, and I thought, oh boy, we ain't doing it this year. I'm too tired. But grow a lot of stuff, and we're planning on expanding a little bit next year, and maybe taking her a little house that we've got up there behind our garage and turn it into like a cooler, and where she can keep a lot of her vegetables and stuff in there, and take them down to the station whenever people want something. But she does a good job, Mary. People will come in, she'll pack the melons almost as big as she is, pack them to the car, and she'll pack them the cantaloupes, and she does a good job. Gets on her golf cart, and she's all taking a little trip, get away from the place a little bit. She'll come back and start back up again. But she enjoys it. I enjoy it. If you didn't enjoy doing something like that, I mean, it's work. It ain't people that think that gardening is easy. They just need to break them up a little spot and have at it. And it won't take them long to see that there's a lot of work involved in that. But that's about all I've got to say. I'm not a